From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Eddy County District Judge Lisa Riley has won a defamation lawsuit against the Carlsbad Municipal School District, former Carlsbad High Principal Adam Amador and LULAC, and was awarded $50,000. There were allegations that Riley made racist comments against Amador, calling him a dumb Mexican during a telephone conversation. The lawsuit was the result of an incident that happened in 2018 when Riley's son, Will Riley, was organizing a pro-Second Amendment rally on school grounds, and he claims that school officials attempted to block it. Now that her name and reputation has been cleared, Riley will donate the money to charity. Lee County officials will hold the first of two town hall meetings tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Banquet Hall at the Lee County Event Center in Hobbs to discuss the subject of cannabis in New Mexico and here in Lee County and where to locate potential cannabis retailers in Lee County. Lee County Commissioner Dean Jackson elaborates.
This is just an opportunity for the citizens of Lee County to tell us what they think, what they would like to see.
Because the county has no zonings, right?
No, sir. We do not have any zoning. You know, there's a 2-mile radius of the cities in the extraterritorial zone. There is some zoning in that area, but out in the county, there's not.
So basically, once an ordinance is developed, I guess those retailers could set up shop anywhere.
Yes, sir. That is my understanding.
The second town hall meeting will be held in Lovington on Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lister Building. And that's right across from the Lee County Courthouse. The Lee County Sheriff's Office, which provides services to 5 Lee County municipalities, could be providing extra needs to the Lovington Police Department, especially overnight. Sheriff Corey Helton tells us more.
We do that now. We do it every day. I think what the city's proposing is to simply just from the hours of midnight till 7 a.m., just Lee County Sheriff's Office take over. We are assisting in this time of need, and that's all it's going to be.
Lovington City Commissioners brought the matter up in the discussion phase during their last regular scheduled meeting, but logistics between the two entities must still be worked out if indeed it goes forward. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.